The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist. What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome so much to Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm thrilled for having this show today. It's brand new, and we just launched this last week when Anne was talking with Gary Douglas, and this is the second edition of our show. And as you have noticed, we love change, so this is like I think almost the third version of our show. And some of you might have sensed, oh, there's some, you know, some change going on. What's up with these people? So I'm really happy to announce to you that this is brand new. And, you know, gratitude being such a big game changer, we thought, hey, why not make a show about gratitude? And so one of the changes also is you might remember that if you're one of the listeners who has been with us every single week and listening to our shows, I'm so grateful for you. And so one of the changes is that you might have noticed we were seven people on these shows and they had different names. And some of our colleagues, they went on to different projects. And so now we are three people hosting this show. It's Anne Maxwell, it's Jonas Svensson, and it's me, Susanna Mittermeier. And we're going to host 1 week each. And, you know, just create what we know is possible with gratitude. And sometimes we're going to bring in guests and sometimes we're just going to wing it ourselves. And that's actually what am I going to do today, because I love winging things. I'm not a great preparer. So the show that we have today is called If You Were Grateful For You, What Would You Create? I love that question. Like, really, if you were grateful for you, what would you create? And so I was asking, so what does this show require? What's up with this show? What can we actually create all together? What ripples of change can we generate and create with this show all together? And I was asking, so are we going to have a guest or you know, what's required here? And I kept on getting, no, not a guest. And I'm like, well, can I do this show by myself? So I kept asking a lot of questions what the show actually requires. And then I had this thing, this idea of why not have the whole world as a guest? So my invite to you is, what if you would allow yourself to use this show for you and ask all those questions that you have in your world right now, that asking them would not only change your world, but would change the world. I see this all the time. You know, when you ask questions, it actually opens up the doors to totally different possibilities. But most people run around and make answers their best friends because they think, well, if I have the right answer, then maybe I will be right one day in my life, but probably not, but maybe I will. And then they make their answers their best friends rather than asking questions. So this show is actually for you to allow yourself to pick up the phone, dial the number that I'm just going to give you, and ask your question. Because I know this takes a bit of courage to do, because you're going to be heard live worldwide. But hey, you know, stepping up like this, what will this change in your world? So let me give you the numbers to call in. So if you're from the US or Canada, you call 888-346- 888-346-9141. One more time, 888-346-9141. If you are from any other country than US or Canada, let's say Europe, for example. I know many Europe people are listening right now. Yay, Europe. Then you call 001-888-346-9141. So one more time for non-US, non-Canada people, 001-888-346-9141. And so the cool thing is, I just facilitated a class this weekend in Vienna. That's in Austria. Many people go like, where is Vienna? Is it Venice? Is it? No, it's Austria. It's a little small country that speaks German. And so we had this amazing rocking class. It's called Right Voice for You. And this class was about, you know, stepping up and letting the world hear you and see you, allowing yourself to be seen and heard in the world. And so I was renting this little theater for the class. And so many of the participants, they're like, oh my God, like 3 weeks before the class, I started to get sore throats. I had the worst nightmares. I felt like worse than ever before. All this stuff came up in my world of hiding and not want to be seen and heard in the world. And so, but I made it. I'm here. And so one of the participants, she was basically hiding under a table the first 2.5 days, you know, like almost the whole class. She was hiding under her table. And she like, so I asked her, do you want to come on stage? No, absolutely not. So like 1 hour before the end of the class, she popped her head up from under the table. And it was so funny because she was this lady who was really tall and she had red hair that she dyed her hair red. You know, talk about somebody who actually doesn't want to hide. But, you know, she bought this story about herself that she wants to hide, which is really funny for a tall lady who has red hair that she dyes red. Anyway, so she pops the head from under the table and she goes, well, you know, actually what you just said totally resonated in my world. You said that many people actually love to be quiet, and I have made that wrong so much in my life. I thought that I should be way more loud. I should say more. Just sitting there with other people and not saying a word, that's wrong. That's, you know, makes me not valuable. And people have said to me my whole life, so why don't you say something? What is your point of view? Say something, say something. So she had made herself wrong her whole life for not saying a word. So we talked about that, you know, people who don't say much, how much potency they have in groups. Why? Because people around them have no clue what their point of view is. And people want to know what your point of view is because they want to put you in a box, and they want to, you know, put you in a box of, okay, now I know who you are. If I know what your point of view is, I can put you in a certain box. If this is your point of view, you belong to this box. So people love, you know, knowing where to put you. If you don't say anything, they don't know where to put you. And this leaves a big, big, big question mark in their world. And many people don't want to have that question mark. They want to have an answer because answers give them the possibility to being right. So she heard me saying that and she's like, oh my God, maybe I'm not wrong for not saying much. And maybe I can even use this to my advantage. So she comes up on stage pretending to be terrified, which is so funny because most of the people who came up on stage pretended to be totally terrified and that this is the worst thing ever they have to do. And every single one of them noticed that this was a story that they were telling themselves, a story that they are scared. So my question is to you, what story are you telling yourself that you use as a reason and justification to maintaining your limitations? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it, please? And I, you know, I cannot hear you, but I guess you say yes. So right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So in this show, we're going to use the Access Consciousness tools. It's a show that it's presented by Access Consciousness. This is a Access Consciousness is actually created by and founded by Gary Douglas and co-created by Dr. Dane here, who also have a phenomenal show on this channel on Thursdays. I can totally recommend it. Anyway, so where was I? Yeah, so the thing is that I wanted to create the show so you are invited to actually step into being grateful for you and asking, if I'm grateful for me, what would I create? So perfect timing for you to actually pick up the phone and call. And what if you would allow yourself to be heard worldwide right now? What would you step into being and doing that? And so speaking of which, I know we already have callers calling in, and I love that. So I know we have Sylvia here. So Sylvia, are you here?
Susanna, hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sylvia. Great to have you.
Hi there. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me.
Cool. So what's up in your world? So what is this topic bringing up for you?
Well, it's brought up some amazing stuff, I have to tell you. I'm calling you from Las Vegas. I'm from Germany, but I live here now. And thank God I found the Access tools. Learning to be grateful for me, that is something that I never heard of before. And when I heard that, there was like a, what? Be grateful for me? And that just opened so much for me. I mean, it just kind of tears of gratitude come to me for even realizing that and thinking that, because I was raised to, you know, please everybody. And I never thought of myself or thinking of thanking myself and even allowing myself to be the contribution that I can be. So that's the big one for me is, you know, how can I be, allow myself to be the contribution that I truly be?
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow. That is huge. So you said some amazing stuff there, Sylvia. Like, wow, really? So this thing of receiving the gratitude for oneself, and that's, most people have never, ever even considered that. And not even tried to, not even made the choice to actually be grateful for oneself, because, you know, many people are so used to you know, analyzing or censoring themselves. Oh, I should have said that instead. Oh, no, I did that. Oh, how could I? How should, you know, I should do this instead. So it's such a automatic pilot to just automatically any time of the day go into judgment. You know, many people wake up in the morning and go, oh, okay, so what can I judge now? This is going to be a terrible day. What do I have to do now? So it's such an automatic pilot to go into judgments. And the game changer with gratitude is huge. It's like when you say it brings tears to one's eyes. I had one of those days, I don't know, I remember, a couple of days ago. And I was like on my way of judging myself, you know, something that didn't work out the way that I desired. And so here I was, okay, judgment coming my way. And I'm like, that's interesting. So for a couple of seconds, I was indulging in it. You know, a little tip, if you judge yourself, don't judge yourself for judging yourself, at least indulge in judging yourself. So that's what I did. I'm like, oh, cool. So let's enjoy the judgment. And I'm like, okay, cool. So done that for 10 seconds. That was nice. What else is possible? So I knew that I had that choice because I've been practicing this for so many years. It becomes easier when you practice this. And it, you know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So I just noticed that I had the possibility to change direction in that moment. So I did. And I realized, so what if I actually asked this question right now in this moment? If I were being grateful for me right now, what would I be aware of? And this just really, you know, like you say, Sylvia, it really brought tears to my eyes of, wow, I'm actually pretty cool. And you're not supposed to think that about yourself, right? Well, we're not supposed to think, oh my God, I'm so cool, right?
Right. Oh my goodness.
It's like, you're supposed, like, you're a good human being if you judge yourself. If you torture yourself, then you're one of the, you know, gold club members of human reality. But if you go and think, oh my God, I'm so cool, like, what would that create? Not from a positive judgment, but from an awareness of, wow, cool, what if I actually received the amazingness that I'm being and creating, what is possible from that? So, Sylvia, what did you become aware of when you started to receive you and being grateful for you?
Oh, my goodness. lots of stuff came up. And for me, I always thought, oh, you mean I actually can, stand next to Sylvia and actually be her best friend and allow her to be this cool person that she always knew she was, but nobody would have it, so you better hide her. And so standing in that now, I so love it. I so, so love it. It's life-changing, just that one question. And there are so many more, but just that one thing changed everything.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And this is also where people realize that they don't have to be like other people. You got to be willing to be pretty different to be willing to be grateful for you. And, yeah. You know, in many conversations, it's about what doesn't work, what's terrible. And then, you know, at least you have a conversation topic to talk about. If you're happy and grateful, you're like, I can talk about the weather, or I can just shut up. That's a great tool, by the way, shutting up and asking people questions. That's where people find you most interesting, when you shut up and ask other people questions. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I always knew, I mean, I wanted to be that cool person because I am pretty darn cool. What has freed for me is this: I don't have to defend for and against it anymore. I used to come from, there was resistance there, but I'm going to do it anyway. You watch me. And yeah. I always, you know, was weird and I just did it anyway. Because that's just me, and that's gone. I don't have that anymore. So I just be me freely and beautifully now. It's a much different space to be in, and it's great.
It is great. So we're soon going to have a break. Before that, I'm just going to run one process. I got a little inspired by what, you know, the energy that you're bringing to the show and what you're talking about. So let's see what that is creating. So, for all the people who wonder, like, how can I get to more gratitude? Let's run this one. So what have you made so vital about possessing judgments that keep you creating against you? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So one more time before the break. What have you made so vital about possessing judgments that maintain you creating against you? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, what, fuck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And on that note, we're going to go to a break and be back after these messages with more gratitude and creation. Enjoy the break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello and welcome forward at Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier. I love saying my name in English. You know, when you have one of those names that are actually from a non-English speaking country and then you pronounce it in English, it's really entertaining. So anyway, so we have our show today, which is called If You Were Grateful For You, What Would You Create? And we had an amazing conversation and with Sylvia who called in. And I'm inviting you, so this show is for you. I'm inviting you to call in and use this time to ask your question. Because your energy, your question is actually a huge contribution, not only to your world, but to that world. So if you actually would receive that, so just me saying that, right? So what if you, listening to that, would receive that? You asking a question, whether you ask it out loud or you ask it in your head, you asking a question to create greater possibilities is not only something that creates an expansion in your world, it is actually something that expands the world. Not many people have been pondering on that, but that, like just realizing that and receiving this awareness as a gift for you, like really just get the energy of that. What expansion of your world is that creating for you? So welcome to the lightness of being that's actually the world that we have the capacity to create now. And I'm so grateful for so many people asking for more nowadays. And I see this all the time. You know, I'm also a clinical psychologist and I travel the world facilitating different classes, amongst others, classes that are called pragmatic psychology. It's where people get to use their difference, their crazy, to create their realities, whether they have been diagnosed with a mental illness or just think they're playing crazy or just, you know, yeah, have judgments about themselves. Basically realizing that every wrongness is hiding a strongness and you can celebrate your difference and use it to your advantage. And it's incredible to see that most people are functioning from total judgments about themselves. And when they ooze into the space of gratitude, what's actually possible to create and what ripples of change that creates when only one person gets over their point of view and their judgments, what that is creating, not only for them, but then they go home and meet their families and they're like, oh my God, my kids change. Oh my God, my parents are different. I notice this every time when I get over my point of view, when I be more grateful for me and what I'm creating, suddenly I talk to my parents and I'm like, and they say something and I'm like, who are these people? I know they look like my parents, but like I've never even heard them say something like this. Like the other day I was driving in the car with my dad and you know, we were having a casual conversation and then he out of like nowhere, he you know, turns over and says, well, Susanna, I've realized that actually there are things that I don't want to change, and then they don't change. But I know when I come to the point when I want to change them, I can change them, and then it's easy. And I'm like, whoa, Dad, that is really awesome. So, like, really, you creating more expansion and ease and joy and glory in your life, watch out what that is creating in the world. So speaking of which, I know we have another caller, Miss Grace. Are you still there, Grace?
Yes, hi, this is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You've helped me already. I actually was brave enough not to hang up.
And yay! Yay, Grace.
I have to admit, when I first called in, I had the inclination more than once to hang up quickly before you realized I was here.
But you didn't. So that's right. Yeah, and what is that choice creating in your world to not give up, to not like, no, I'm not going to stand back. I'm going to be there and I'm going to talk. What is that creating
right.
in your world?
Well, you know, it's this concept of gratitude and appreciation of self. It really is new to me. And I would say it's awareness is probably the first thing. I've, you know, been thinking about it since we started. And, you know, my whole life, everything I've done, I've always been of service as a mother, as an employee, as a spouse, family member. But I haven't always done it from a healthy place. And I feel like, you know, maybe I was depleted at times and maybe, you know, sometimes doing it, you know, feeling somewhat of, you know, put upon by giving. And, you know, I'm just learning to become aware that, you know, if I can make sure I get to take care of myself and appreciate myself, that I will have so much more to contribute if I'm in a healthier place.
Wow. That is really cool. Thank you so much for saying that. So the thing is, Grace, many people think that they need to deserve before they can receive. Like, okay, so if I'm a servant, if I'm doing something for other people, then I make sure that eventually at some point I can, you know, get back and I have created, given enough to actually be able to receive. So I, you know, this is something funnily that you mentioned that because this is something that came up so much at the class where people were like, oh, I'm making myself small. I don't want to be seen and heard in the world. I don't want to take my place. I don't want to take my space because maybe I'm taking it away from somebody or maybe I have to do a really great performance to do something, you know, whether it's a performance on stage or you have to do something for other people to make sure that, okay, if I do enough, then maybe people find and see my value and then I can receive. So, and then it's like, the funny thing is like when we go out in nature or just go outside the door and the sun is shining, do we ever wonder if we deserve the sun on our skin? Do we ever wonder if we deserve the, you know, the air? No, we don't. We just breathe it. We just receive the sun on our skin. We just go, no, that's here. Of course I'm going to receive it. But when it comes to possibilities, when it comes to playmates in your life, to relationships, when it comes to money, then people go, oh, no, I got to do a lot. I got to do a bunch of stuff before I can actually receive it. Right? So let's do this for everybody because what you bring up is really, really relevant to many people listening. So everywhere, all of you have made yourself to a servant and of service rather than having servants. Will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, fuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I had a lady I was working with, and she said that, well, my whole life I've always been of service for people, and then I created the opposite, and then I said F that, so I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm gonna have my time now, and it's all about me now. So she went from one opposite of being of service to the total opposite of no, now it's my time, right? Like teenagers do, and you know, most of us never get out of the teenage thing. We always think that we create freedom from fighting against or from defending against, which never works. We all know that, but we do it anyway. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she realized that she was just going from the one polarity to the other polarity and that none of those created any freedom. So she realized that, okay, so what else is actually possible beyond that? She started to ask. And so So realizing that both polarities are just an interesting point of view, and that none of them are a necessity, but both of them are a choice, gave her total freedom. So she could see that, I actually can be of service if I would like to, and I can choose to not be that if I would like to, but it's all about choice. So, because sometimes it's fun to serve people, you know, like bring them something, you know, like, how are you doing? Can I contribute something? And, you know, can I bring you some food or whatever? Because it's fun to do that. You know, most people find that that is something they like to do. But because it's fun, the factor is the fun factor, right? But if you think that you have to do it because that's where you find your value in the world, that's a different story, right? So that's actually more something that's created from a necessity rather than from a choice. Does that make sense, Grace?
Right. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Cool. So let's run this one again. So what have you all made? So y'all, when I was 16, I lived in Texas, Houston, so I still have this y'all in my world. So what have y'all made so vital about possessing judgments that maintain you creating against you? And everything that is times a gazillion. Will you please destroy and create it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, fuck, fuck, all night, shorts, boys, girls. Where do you call from, Grace?
I'm also calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yay, Las Vegas today. People in the house.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Is Sylvia still there also?
She is.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I like it when people call in. And it's so fun to have so many different people. I'm just happy, thrilled about this. So cool. So one thing that came up when y'all were talking is you know, and something that came up this week prior to the show when people were asking questions about it and stuff came up for people. It's this point of view that you, like, people always think that they have to, you know, create from some kind of lack as a motivation. Like, for example, okay, so I first need to create and have a certificate or another education before I can create something in the world. Right? So, mm-hmm. Have you ever had that?
Yes. That's interesting you would say that. What else is possible?
Yeah. So because this world is all about proving your value, and there's so many different versions of proving one's value, right? So whether it's with the academic or otherwise education or some kind of beautiful paper on the wall that's called certificate, or it's because you have a relationship or because you're married or because you have kids and children, which is the same thing, or you have, you know, whatever people have decided is, or you have a certain amount of money on your bank account, whatever people have decided is of value, is something they think they have to do and get to and get and become in order to prove that they have enough value to be worthy to be in this world and to create something, which is interesting, right? And it's all about lack. And then people go into, but I don't have enough money. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough certificates. And then they ask for possibilities when they already have decided that there's a lack in their world rather than asking from possibilities. So one more time, I think that's actually, let's do that one again. Okay, so what have you made so vital about creating against you that keeps you from creating with the world? Let's do this one. Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and create it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Or maybe it's the universe even, rather than the world. That's even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So
feels light.
It's lighter, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is that when you stop judging you and actually embrace this gratitude for you, this huge, wonderful, amazing magic shows up, where you actually invite the whole universe to create with you. And things fall into place, which they don't if you judge yourself. So let's say you have a project going on and it doesn't really work out the way you have decided it should work out. And then you judge yourself because you go, oh, what did I do wrong? I hope that there would be more money. I hope there would be more people. I hope there would be this and that. And then you go into judgment. And this is the moment where you take yourself out of question. And I've had this so many times in my life, you know. For example, when I created classes before, I would, you know, they wouldn't really turn out the way that I wanted. I would go, oh my God, what did I do wrong? La, 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 this and that. And then I realized, wow, wait a second, that is actually where I create against me. And as soon as I went from, okay, so what question can I ask here? I started to ask questions that would push me into different, guide me into a different direction. So for example, I would ask, okay, so is now the time for this class? Is this class required to be somewhere else? Is there something else that is, you know, is, do I have to add another, you know, host for this class or whatever? I started to ask the questions that allowed the class, which is a total life form of itself, to contribute to me. And I realized, oh my God, I'm not alone anymore in the universe. I can actually have things contribute to me and have creation be way more easy. No, that's not English. That's way so easier.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So let's run it again. What have you made so vital about creating against you that keeps you from creating with the universe? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you please destroy and create it?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow. So, so many people think they're alone and by themselves and lonely. It's like when you start receiving the whole universe as your buddy, as your friend, as your playmate, you realize being alone is not a possibility. But this is a willingness to receive and get over the story, the point of view that you're alone. So everywhere you all have created the point of view that you are lonely and alone and totally separated and nobody wants you and likes you and you're totally excluded. That's just a point of view. If you could give up that point of view right now, would you?
Yes. Yes.
So everything that is times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So I love that. I get great information on the timing. So we have 30 seconds to the next break. So let's run it again. So what have you made so vital about creating against you that keeps you from creating with the universe? Everything that is, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I love we're having more callers. And we're going to take a break now and have more callers, bring them on the show after the break. So enjoy the break and have fun. Hear you soon.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome to Beyond Saying Thank You. This is Susanna Mittermeier here, and our topic today is, if you were grateful for you, what would you create? And we had wonderful conversations here already about creation and getting over judgment and creating from gratitude and possibilities. And one of the judgments that people have mostly is creating from lack. You know, people always wonder, what am I missing? What do I not have? And what do I have to add as though there's something missing? Rather than, wow, cool. You know, whatever it is, even if it's, you know, £1, $1, €1, whatever your currency is on your bank account, cool, I got one. That's a great start. What else is possible? So one of my favorite Access Consciousness tools is asking a question. It's like, okay, so this is going in my life, rather than judging it, going, cool, what else is possible? So even that question, what else is possible, is not asked from a lack. It's actually asked from awareness of greater possibilities. That's also what joy is. Joy is this peaceful awareness of greater possibilities. So I actually just got the information. We have another caller on the line. It's Christine from Germany.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Christine. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, for taking my call. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, I've been to pragmatic psychology, and you really rocked my world. That's when I finally gratitude for myself. Oh, my God, what is this? And I start doing that, acknowledging me. And it was so amazing what happened afterwards. People actually coming up to me having gratitude for me being me and whatever the contribution I be for them. So that was this wow effect I had. Mm-hmm. But what came up for me is gratitude. Why do you never choose gratitude for yourself?
Yes.
Well, she's being stuck up. She's so conceited. She's being snobbish. And that's, I believe, where people cut themselves off.
Yes.
Of having gratitude for themselves.
That's so true what you say, Christina. It's like this point of view that you're egotistic and selfish and stuck up, like all those judgments that you just mentioned, if you're actually receiving the gratitude for you. And thank you so much for saying that. And I, you know, when somebody expresses gratitude, I learned to receive it. You know, before I went like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, you have those barriers up. And what I want to invite everybody listening to is, like, when somebody's grateful for you and they express it, either with words or they just show you that they're grateful, or they just relax in your presence, what if you receive that? And how do you receive that? Well, number one, it's a choice. Number two, it's having your barriers dropped. So barriers are these things we have in front of us to make sure we never receive. And they're like many times people even don't notice that. But do you remember, didn't we do that exercise at the pragmatic psychology class with the barriers?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how was that for you? What did you become aware of?
Many things, little things. Apparently little things in life where you don't give yourself credit for doing a job. And to me, it's like, okay, I go there every day, I do my same thing. And like your mom said to me, wow, Chrissy, I could never do that.
Yeah,
and that kind of made me think, you know, okay.
And yeah, so I remember that. Yeah, I remember my mom saying that to you.
I do daily.
Yes. Sorry, I cut you off. So I remember my mom saying that to you. She said, oh my God, Christina, she's working with these, like with people who are handicapped and oh my God, I could never do that. And it's cool mm-hmm. that you say that, hearing that, wow, okay, I've never seen it from another person's perspective. Because if you do something and you just be great at something, many people who are great at something are not aware that this is a unique capacity they have. Because if something is easy for you and you just do it, many people don't ask about, oh, wow, so what's the capacity here actually that I haven't acknowledged? So my invitation is always asking, so what is so easy for me that I don't even notice that I'm doing it, but if I would notice and acknowledge it, would actually show me the capacities that I have and be. And that is something that really, truly expands one's worlds. And just want to talk about something you also mentioned, which is this like receiving the gratitude, having your barriers down, and the exercise we did at the class, this willingness to receive. And it's not only receiving gratitude, it's receiving everything. So remember we talked about somebody, you know, yelling at you or judging you or thinking you're terrible. And having your barriers down, like I can really recommend all of you listeners practicing that, like really having your barriers down. And then when somebody judges you, rather than holding on to it or defending against it, letting it go through you. Because if you let it go through you, it's amazing. I tell this story. I had a colleague in psychiatry. And so I did this psychology test. The doctor asked me, so can you test this patient for ADHD? And I like, sure. So I did my thing. I did the psychology test. And afterwards, I wrote a report. And you just summarize the points. And then you write a little, you know, result thingy. And then I also added the capacities of the patient. So my colleague comes up and she says, oh my God, how can you write about the capacities of this patient? She needs to be realistic about what she's not capable of doing. So she rails against me. And I'm like, you know, my first reaction, I just wanted to yell back at her. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not really creating what I desire. So I remembered the tools. I pulled down all my barriers and I'm like, so what if I just received her anger? So I let that anger basically go through me. And at that moment, for the first time in my life, I realized that this anger, this person being angry and me not defending against it and just receiving it, it was like a shower. It was like a big tsunami of energy going through me. And because I didn't have the point of view that it's bad and terrible, I just let it go through me. I received it and it just vitalized my whole body, my whole being. And I'm like, wow. Ooh, even that is a contribution to me. Now, in her world, that was kind of weird. So she noticed that I didn't do the usual defending against or withdrawing, you know, either fight and flight. I just received it and she did not know what to do. So she looked at me and she turned around and she left. She was totally confused. But that was such a gift to me to realize that even somebody yelling at me or being angry is a gift I can receive. That actually is a contribution to me in my world. And so the gratitude thing that you mentioned, Christina, is awesome because we're so not used to receiving people being grateful for us. It's such a muscle that's not
used. Actually, it's you know, some ways I always were trying to get the gratitude from others, and they never did. like doing things in order for people saying, oh, you're so good, you're doing a good job, la, la, la. And I started having gratitude for myself, me acknowledging that, and being so grateful for being and what I do. And it don't matter anymore.
Right.
I'm just acting out of total gratitude and not on the willingness that people acknowledge and people give me a feedback to that. It don't matter anymore. And it gives me so much more freedom being the way I am.
I'm more return sender, so the next day, I totally get this.
I think we have a background noise, so if somebody's talking, returning to sender, can you please mute yourself? That would be awesome. Thank you so much. I don't know where that's coming from. Is that you, Christina?
No.
Do you have somebody in the background talking?
Yes. Nope.
Okay. So I don't know if we have the possibility of muting whoever is talking in the background. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
I want to say.
Yeah. So can you still hear? Cool.
Yep.
Awesome. I think that's better. Thank you so much. Great. So, so what if even background noise can be a contribution, right? What if we, what if we even can be grateful for that?
Party!
Yay! Woohoo! Let's use the tools. So yeah, and it's so cool what you say, being grateful for oneself, and the energy that that came up when you say that was like, whoa, wow! It's like, man, what if you can be grateful for you? Even if you choose to judge yourself, you know, you can even go, oh my God, cool, I'm judging myself. So what, you know, what if I even be grateful for that? Like, everything is a possibility to be received if you don't judge it. And consciousness truly includes everything and judges nothing. That's the cool thing. Even if you have a day that's, you know, if you have a bad feather day, bad hair day, you can even go and have that be a contribution to you and not judge it. Even that is included in consciousness. So I remember today I had like a couple of seconds of frustration, and I'm like, cool. So what if I even receive the intensity of that energy and don't judge it? What will that create? Guess what? It changed. Like, any kind of intensity, whether it's anger, rage, fury, whatever it is, whatever makes you feel intense, what if you, rather than defending against it, you actually receive it? What would that change? And so one tip is to get to where Christina is has gotten to being so grateful for her is, anytime you realize somebody being grateful for you, either, you know, verbally or showing you that, you know, your energy is actually something that's a contribution, they're relaxed in your presence. You know, it can be nature, it can be an animal, kids, those things are usually easiest to practice with, that you actually be aware of it and write it down, like really write it down and go, okay, so, and then those times where you forget it, you read it. I do that all the time. This is how you can practice gratitude. And it's funny how fast the show is going. We're almost at the end of this amazing show. And I can really recommend you listening to this again, because there are a lot of great processes and tools to use. Christina, is there anything else you would like to add?
Maybe have a process for that.
Which part?
Being in gratitude with yourself.
Yeah. So what stupidity are you using to create the lack of gratitude you are choosing? And everything that is, will you please describe it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, men. See, even creation of processes is easy.
Cool. It sure is.
Cool. So, and Christina mentioned
funny
also,
that you mentioned that if like you said, on Right Voices, that people came up with all kinds of illnesses. The funny thing is, I said, and this time I'm going to do it. I call in, and from one day to the other, I came down with the flu.
Yes.
And I said, okay, no voice, can't call in. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Either way, I will call in. And
that's wonderful.
See, I can talk again.
You are awesome. Thank you so much, Christina, for this. This is wonderful. So thank you so much, everybody listening. This has been an awesome show. And just want to mention, Pragmatic Psychology has a book out there, Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy, if you want to know more. Otherwise, we're going to talk lots about gratitude in this upcoming shows, the next weeks. And we love to hear from you. We have a Facebook page, Beyond Saying Thank You. And we have you being able to call us to write us your email radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Please let us know what else you would like to hear about. So next week we have Mr. Jonas Svensson talking about gratitude and indulging us in what he knows. And I'm really grateful for you. Happy to have you back next week. And let us know what you know about this show and give us some feedback on Facebook or email. We love to hear from you. Have a wonderful, stunning week, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out AccessConsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access.